smile back at me, that would be awesome. All right. I love you folks at Loomis Park. I just thank you so much for taking me in and taking my fiance in, welcoming every visitor that I have brought here. You truly are a loving church, and I love you very much. Not as much as your pastor. That I think that would be impossible. I've seen, just being here on a daily basis and seeing what Pastor Rich, the way he really cares about us, and I feel that as a member as well as a staff member, and we're truly blessed to have a loving pastor. I really say that. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to speak before your people. I don't take it lightly, and it's a big deal. Thank you for choosing to use all the vessels in your cupboard, not just the worthy ones. I bet you would bless this time of study tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. I was trying to figure out what to preach on tonight, and I was looking in the bulletin, and it said music pastor with my phone number. I said, well, I should probably preach on music. So, in order to earn my keep, I'm going to preach on music. If you would take your Bibles and turn to 1 Samuel chapter number 16, we won't be long here. It'll be a lot shorter than the last message. My last message, I got extremely nervous and preached for like, I think it was an hour.
Amen.
1 Samuel chapter number 16, we're going to read verse number 23. 1 Samuel 16, verse number 23. A little background on the story. This is after Saul has begun his decline from the will of God, and he started to really just take a downward spiral. Read verse number 23. And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. So here you've got a man that is a very powerful man. He's the king. He's the king of Israel. He's over a lot, and an evil spirit attacks him, and he's completely incapacitated. I think Pastor was just mentioning how when there's a depression problem or maybe an emotional problem, it just debilitates you. It can just cut off your power like that. That's what had happened to Saul, and his servant suggested something. They said, "Why don't you try music? Why don't you get someone who can play the harp?" You know, David was called the psalmist of Israel. He came in and played the harp, and it influenced Saul's spirit to the point that he was recovered. The Bible says he was refreshed. I would like to talk to you about music, and my premise is this: you are what you eat. First point being, music is powerful. Whether or not you are a music person, whether you're musical, I'm very musical. That's something that the Lord has given me, and it's something that my mom bashed into me when I was a kid. She's here tonight, so I promise not to make fun of her too much. But as a kid, I had hours and hours of practice that I would not have done on my own, and I owe pretty much all of my piano skill to her. So thank you, Mom. Anyways, even if you're not a musical person, music is still powerful in your life. Just because you don't listen to music on a regular basis doesn't mean music doesn't affect you. I could give you 1,000 quotes from rock musicians, from Christian pastors, from professional musicians, and they could blow your mind, but we don't have time, and that's not where the real issue is. I shouldn't have to convince anyone. The Bible shouldn't have to convince anyone what is right and what is wrong. It gives us a simple, basic principle, and that's what I really want to get tonight. Simple, basic principle of you are what you eat. You are what you listen to. You hear music on a daily basis, whether or not you turn on your radio in your car or whether or not you have CD players, you hear it. Don't let the devil, the TV or the radio or the workplace affect you subliminally without realizing it. We must be aware. You wouldn't just take whatever food happened to be on your plate. You'd probably die, especially if you went to McDonald's every day like Uncle Jack. Just as what you ingest into your body affects your physical health, so does what you listen to or sing affect your spiritual health. There's a direct correlation, and I think most of us as Christians really underestimate it. I've had many good conversations with Brother Leonard, and he's been around for a lot longer than I. But even in my short lifespan so far, I have realized the power of music, not just for your mood. I think sometimes people think, oh, it's mood music. No, it's your spirit. It's way deeper than that. In other words, the music of your life is directly related to the spiritual condition of your heart. I'm going to read you Ephesians 5:15. You don't have to turn there. But right before Ephesians 5:15, the Apostle Paul warns us, a verse that Pastor quotes quite often, to walk circumspectly. It means to walk wisely. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. And then looking down at verse number 18, Ephesians 5:18, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Two key things in that verse. You're supposed to be wise in what you do with your music. How can you be wise in your music if you don't even think about it? And the second thing in that verse is that our music is supposed to be unto the Lord. We have this misguided thinking in America today that music is for our pleasure. That when someone sings a special, if it's beautiful, it's for our enjoyment. No. Music is to glorify God. A secondary benefit of that is our enjoyment. Now, there's nothing wrong with enjoying music. I have no problem with listening to classical music or any. I don't want to get into what's to genres and all that deep stuff. I want to just focus on the basic principle. Music is powerful, so what are you going to do about it? Psalms 40 verse 3 talks about God giving us a new song. That new song doesn't mix with the old song. Pastor Rich is an extreme testament to that fact that your old lifestyle before you got saved and your old music cannot mix with the new music. It doesn't work. They don't mesh. It's because the flesh doesn't mesh with the spirit. It's as simple as that. I think I've already stated my principle, but just to draw it out a little farther, you are what you eat. And so if you are what you eat, only eat the good stuff. I compare music to food in the sense that not only do we eat it daily, we listen to it daily, but it affects us spiritually daily. It's not just a month-long process or a lifelong, it's every day. You ever notice how if you eat fast food for a week, you feel terrible? If you eat Culver's every day, not good. You will have some serious diuretic problems. Sorry, that's probably inappropriate. Here's my main point. Just as there is good music, just as there is good food, and there is junk food, and there is poison, so is there good music, junk music, and poison. I think a hymn, any hymn you take out of the hymn book that talks about God and His goodness and His mercy, that's good food. That's wholesome. I think a song like Come Thou Fount, that's the spiritual superfood of music. That song is all about redemption and what Christ has done for us. It's like, that's like taking a jar of green beans and saying, this is what I'm going to have for dinner, just vegetables, because it's good for me. And then there are other songs like I'll Fly Away. Not a whole lot of doctrine to I'll Fly Away. I mean, it talks about going to heaven, but it's a great song, and it's uplifting. I see that as a Twinkie, you know? It's good stuff, but it's not going to give you much nutrition. It's fun. Twinkies are great. Yeah, get some ice cream with it. But also, there is music that is directly diabolical. There is satanic music. And there is subliminally satanic music where the devil influences what is being said. I think pretty much all of today's pop music is straight up from the devil. No way around that. So I have a question. If that is true, why are we letting it into our minds? Why, even if we're not choosing it, why are we letting it? We should have a guard up. Just as you would not trust your diet to chance, we should not trust our music to happenstance. So I have a challenge for us in these last 2 minutes that we have. If you don't believe what I'm saying, or the extent or the extremity of it, I have a challenge for you. Go on a 3-week music diet. Take 3 weeks and listen to nothing but hymns, nothing but spiritual songs. Don't turn on the radio. Matter of fact, if you can, don't even turn on the CD player. Instead of listening to music, sing music. Let God decide the song that you have in your heart. You do that for 3 weeks, and at the end of 3 weeks, you take your spiritual temperature. I can promise you there will be a difference. I did that about a year ago when God was working on my heart about music, I said, it came down to one simple fact. Is my music, is it about what God wants or is it about what I want? And I have something for you. If there's any type of resistance at all, it doesn't matter if you're 16 or 75. If there's any type of resistance at all between the Holy Spirit and what you listen to, your priorities aren't in the right place. Your music's not in the right place. Because when your music is in the right place, you will have complete surrender to God. And it affects your spirit in ways that we don't have time to get into. It is truly tremendous. So if you could just think about that. Take that challenge. If you've never done that before, it'll really change your devotional life, your walk with God. Just take 3 weeks and just consciously, like a purge, go take 3 weeks and just sing hymns. Listen to the music of God. Decide what you're going to listen to. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for music.